Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Non-invasive right ventricular myocardial work by pressure strain loop. A new perspective on right ventricular function and cardiac resynchronization therapy. This study utilized non-invasive pressure strain loop echocardiography to assess right ventricular myocardial work, finding that improvements in right ventricular myocardial work indices were associated with successful cardiac resynchronization therapy response. The research demonstrated that this novel tool provides a more precise estimation of right ventricular performance, highlighting its potential in predicting therapy success. Article number 2. 5 years after ARCHBR's global introduction, a prospective validation study in Egypt. This prospective validation study in an Egyptian percutaneous coronary intervention population assessed the ARCHBR criteria's predictive utility for major bleeding after 5 years of global introduction. The study described contemporary bleeding patterns and established a regional benchmark for post-percutaneous coronary intervention major bleeding outcomes, indicating the continued relevance and applicability of the ARCHBR criteria. Article number 3. The impact of comorbidity patterns on clinical outcomes in heart failure, a machine learning-based cluster analysis. Utilizing machine learning on over 1 million heart failure patient records, this study identified 5 distinct comorbidity clusters and evaluated their association with short-term clinical outcomes. The findings highlight significant differences in clinical outcomes based on specific comorbidity patterns, underscoring the need for tailored management strategies for heart failure patients. Article number 4. Development and validation of an ECG algorithm based on lead V3 morphology to determine the origin of outflow tract ventricular arrhythmias. This study developed and validated an electrocardiogram algorithm using lead V3 morphology to accurately differentiate the origin of outflow tract ventricular arrhythmias, which is crucial for effective ablation planning. The algorithm demonstrated the potential to overcome the challenges of distinguishing these arrhythmias based on their electrocardiogram patterns, improving procedural guidance. Article number 5. Comparative analysis of machine learning models for coronary artery disease prediction with optimized feature selection. This study employed bald eagle search optimization for feature selection to enhance the performance of multiple machine learning models in predicting coronary artery disease. By optimizing feature selection, the research aimed to improve the accuracy and efficiency of non-invasive coronary artery disease prediction, offering a valuable alternative to traditional diagnostics. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.